Good afternoon, and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. My name is Hank Eder, and I'm sitting in for Candy G this week. Candy G is a radio talk show host, television personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. She is also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. She has a strong desire to effect real change, especially in the lives of women, as she herself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. Candy G's principles are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that is delivered. Candy G is dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming, and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Well, today's show we're calling Don't Let Life Get You Down. Life is full of possibilities. We hear stories all the time about people who were dealt a really rough hand in childhood and then turned that around to become something amazing. Does the name Oprah ring a bell? Your life and the direction it's taking is your choice. It's the reality you have created with your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions. But that doesn't mean you have to be resigned to living life the way it currently is. Reality is fluid. It's ever-changing. Think of life as a lump of clay. You can shape it and mold it into whatever you want. If you don't like the results, redo it. Life is filled with do-overs. Joining me today on Nothing But Good News Radio is the possibilitarian Chris Gloss. Born and bred on the rough streets of the Bronx, New York, back when it was deemed the murder capital of the world, Chris Gloss began life as a potential statistic, the youngest of four children born to a devoted single mother on public assistance. Life was anything but easy. An unrelenting passion for knowledge would become the inspiration for a host of educational accomplishments at various respected institutions, including Mercer University, Central Texas College, and Cameron University. But the burning desire to help others transform their lives as he had would keep calling him toward the world of personal development. This calling led Chris to mentorship by such industry greats as Zig Ziglar, Tom Hopkins, and Les Brown, and gave birth to the author and possibilities speaker within. Let's give a warm welcome to Chris Gloss to Nothing But Good News Radio. Welcome, Chris.
Wow, thank you so much for the amazing introduction. You know, I can listen to you all day long. Thank you so much for having me on the Nothing But Good News Radio show today.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you. I understand that you and I are both former Bronx boys.
Right, right. That's how good life is, right? That good things can come out of what was said at that time, especially when I was growing up, you know, a challenging situation or a very dangerous place to live, and how we both proved that it's not a matter of where you come from as much as that fire that's burning deep in your heart and that will to survive and that will to live what's really deep on the inside of you. So you know what? Good things come from Bronx, New York City, and both of us are proving it today.
Well, that's excellent. You know, not everybody who comes from a background like yours is able to take stock of themselves and move on from their situation. Was there some sort of a transformational moment or event in your life that moved you towards wanting something different?
Absolutely. And I always have to give the credit to my mother, Janet Gloss. And let me tell you why. Because she was the ultimate possibility thinker. I believe Dr. Norman Vincent Peale said it best. No matter how dark things are or appear to be, raise your sights to see the possibilities. Always see them because they're always there. And Janet Gloss always planted seeds of possibilities on the inside. Even while standing in the line waiting to receive government assistance, waiting to receive food from some of the shelters, even on during the holidays, Christmas times, waiting to get gifts from some of the government agencies that would pass out gifts so that we can have under our tree, my mother never allowed me to let that become the standard for my life. It was always, there is something more for you that I believe in you. You're going to do great things. Yes, you're going to do great things. And those seeds of possibility always were planted on the inside, germinating, waiting to branch forth and to branch out into this world. And I think that was what I held on to throughout my entire life, was those words of my mother letting me know that she believed in me, even when my grades were not so great. Even when people would laugh at me, talk about me because the clothes that I would wear were hand-me-downs from some of my older brothers. Through all those situations, those seeds of possibility were always on the inside, just waiting for the opportunity. And I'm just so thankful to be here this day doing what I love to do the most, which is sharing those same seeds of possibility she shared with me.
So you think that by really showing you that she believed in you, she gave you an opportunity to believe in yourself?
Absolutely. You know, there's a great quote that says, you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice that you have. And because of those seeds, I realized something about myself, that I was strong enough, that I was tough enough, that these circumstances and situations that I was dealing with in my life, whether it was in the military, in the corporate world, or just my personal side of life, that those things came only because I could handle them. That those things existed for me as growth moments or as tests for me to go ahead and pass, or just challenges for me to go ahead and grow my wings. I remember I was told on how with a butterfly trying to break out of its cocoon, the worst thing you can ever do if you ever see a butterfly breaking out of its cocoon with its wing is try to help it along and open the cocoon so it can fly out. Because what's happening in that process, when that butterfly is coming out of that cocoon, it's actually strengthening its wing so that it could fly, so that it could be strong. So for me, the cocoon that I was wrapped in was called the Bronx, New York City. The cocoon I was wrapped in was called government assistance or poverty or hard, tough economical times, whatever you want to call that wrap. But as my wings were coming out of that situation, it was just strengthening me. Those words that she would feed me was just strengthening me so that I can fly now. So that's why I have to give her all the credit for those seeds.
Well, that's really a beautiful story. And I think that what you're saying is that when you see someone who's trying to unfold their wings, you can offer them encouraging words, but you can never unfold those wings for them.
Right, and you don't want to. I don't believe people want you really to help them out. I believe people really do want to participate in their own rescue. You know, there's the saying that we've heard throughout our entire lives that you can't, I mean, in order to really help a man, you have to teach him how to fish. Not just to give him a fish, but teach him how to fish. But you know what? You can also teach that man how to buy the pond. And I believe people don't want to continue to have to go through a process of looking for a handout. You know, people would love to just have those encouraging words that can help lift them out of their circumstance and situation, that so that they don't have to continue to repeat patterns of behavior sometimes learned through society. Sometimes we learn things because of our parents, because of our upbringing, who we looked at. And, you know, those things can be changed, and those encouraging words can help.
Well, Chris, let's hold that thought for a moment, and we'll be back with Chris Gloss in just a few moments.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean, AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G's mission is to help others create their vision. She feels that the true path to having the life you want begins with having a strong, clear vision. Candy G has brought her expertise to hundreds. In an affordable new coaching and membership program, I Vision My Life, with coaching calls, guest speakers, and a community forum, people from all over the world are enhancing their lives and living the lives they dream. Visit www.ivisionmylife.com for more details. Well, we're back with Chris Gloss, and we were talking about the importance of encouraging words and how encouraging words can help a person develop a real positive vision of themselves.
Chris? Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, words have power, and the words we speak and the words we listen to help frame our reality. You know, it frames our perspective in this world. It helps us decide whether we can or whether we can't. It determines that will that's going to cause us to get up in the morning, that will that causes us to go to work or to go to our entrepreneurship opportunities that we have, to go to that next meeting, to close that next sale. Our words, that's why I like to start my day off with powerful words of affirmations. One of the things that I love to do from time to time is just to sit up in the bed the first thing in the morning and just say out loud that this life that I have is so good that it feels like somebody's trying to set me up. You know, and that's not depending on what's going on in my life. You know, that doesn't mean everything is going great, but it means I decide today to set the thermostat of my life to it's going to be a great day. And I believe that through my words that everything in this universe becomes to support me. It's like a conspiracy in the eyes of other people. Why is it going so well for Chris? They don't have to know all the details, but because of my words, I believe I'm backed by everything in this world to create a great day every time I release those faith-filled words. And those same words that we use to impart into other people's lives, to plant those seeds, those powerful words of encouragement, it unleashes the giant that's on the inside of them. Because in this world, many times, people are not told about the great things that they can do or the great things about themselves, that we can beat people down with negative messages. So when we give those words of encouragement, we inspire someone to write that next book. We inspire someone to go sing that song, to launch that website,
And we inspire them to share those same seeds, those same possibility seeds, those words. We inspire them to go share those words with someone else.
Well, that's really excellent. And I think that by giving ourselves these encouraging words, it's great to give them to others, and I believe we need to do that as much as we can. But when we can get up in the morning like that and give ourselves these kind of encouraging words, it's like we're setting up a self-fulfilling prophecy for how our day is going to turn out. And I think that there's not a greater favor that we can do for ourselves. Let me ask you this, Chris. In your background, in the place that you came from, did you find out that you really needed to overcome peer pressure in order to pursue your own path?
I had no choice. I had no choice. You see, one of the labels that I was associated with while I was growing up was sort of like a class clown. You know, and because I love to tell jokes, I love to make people laugh, I love to pass notes on the side, I always love to get that little chuckle out of people that were close around me. But not only that, I would engage in behaviors and activities that did not benefit me. I had to engage in activities, especially sometimes leaving school early or engage in activities when I'm supposed to be off. I tell my mother, hey, I'm going to just go over to my friend's house and we're going to sit over there and watch some TV, but I end up going outside and running the streets in New York. Those friendships, those alliances that I developed, that peer pressure from my friends that would have me do things that the law would not recommend me do. Those things, because of peer pressure, you know, they say birds of a feather not only flock together, they go in the same direction. And that direction that I was headed towards because of those associations and alliances and that peer pressure was heading towards me becoming a statistic. You know, by the age of 21, especially growing up in New York at the time, they said by the age of 21, you will be either dead or in jail. And those were two destinations I did not want for myself. I always believed there was more for me in this life. Even when I was engaging in negative activities and bad behavior, I knew I had limitations around me. There were some things I just would not do because I knew I wanted to live. I wanted to live. I wanted to beat the statistics. And that peer pressure is something strong. There's something strong. The people that we allow to speak into our lives, back to those words again, because, you know, especially if you have working parents, you're in school with your peers 8 hours a day, and then by the time you get home and you don't really have a lot of opportunity to spend time with your parents, maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half, maybe two at max. But who has the opportunity to speak into your life to influence you? Your friends, your peers. And if those are negative, if those peers are negative, if those peers engage in negative activities and behavior that go contrary to the law, it's not amazing to me that the numbers in the United States where the average dropout rate was hovering around 50%, that's not shocking news. It's because of who people are spending the most time with. And that's one of the things why I love what Candy G does with her vision program, because I believe that we need to re-script how we think and re-script the messages that we send our children, especially when it comes to peer pressure, that you don't have to go in the direction those birds are flocking. You can go and soar like an eagle. Geese fly in formation, and I love the story about geese, but you can always be an eagle, and even if an eagle flies alone, it survives, and you can be that eagle. And I think that's the message we can start giving not just kids as far as peer pressure, but adults as well.
Because adults do have to deal with peer pressure depending on who their circles are. You know, Chris, I spent 16 years teaching middle school, and a lot of that was in Miami, Florida. And I had kids who were 14, 15 years old who ran with gangs and who sold drugs. And some of those kids I could reach. In fact, I learned from a gang kid how to reach gang kids, because we learned how to respect each other, and he taught me that the best way to reach one of the gang kids was by showing him respect. But something that I'm bringing up right now is that I used to see a look in the eyes of certain kids that are only 14, 15, and I don't know where that kind of desperation came from. I don't know why they've convinced themselves somehow that this is where they are in life and this is where they're going to be. And I know you've seen a lot of people like that, and you took yourself out of being like that, and you've probably helped others move out of being like that. What would you tell these kids if there was any way to make them listen?
Change. And this is on top of my list. Change your associations. Change your associations. The quicker you can change your associations, the quicker you can start experiencing something different. I would love to be here saying that, yes, I did it on my own. No, it took a team. It took a team of people. It took surrounding myself around people who would influence me to go a different direction. The key to that is changing who you're associating with. If you show me your friends, I'll show you where you're going. If you show me your mentors, I could show you really where you're going in life, really where you aspire to be in life by showing me your mentors. Because your mentors will elevate something on the inside of you that your friends can't. And your friends can have you going in all kind of directions. So the sooner that you change your associations, that's when you start to experience real change. Because those people, especially if you change your associations to people that are aspiring to do great things in life, or just aspiring to live the life that they believe they were called to live, whatever their calling is, whatever they believe their purpose is, if you can hang around those people, you will get nuggets and you'll get wisdom, and things will unfold right before your eyes for you to start walking in a new direction. If you could just change who you're associating with, I believe that's a fundamental thing that anybody could do, no matter what's your age or age group. Once you change who you associate with, I believe that's when your direction could really start changing, because those people will help support the decisions that you make.
Well, I think this holds true to adults as well as to children, and possibly now that the adults have had so much time to ingrain their habits, they need to start looking at ways that they can break into change. But speaking of breaking into change, we're going to break into break, and we'll be back very soon with Chris Gloss on Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio. Well, it sounds like I have another few seconds.
Okay.
Well, let's definitely think about that, what the adults can do. And here we are. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Hi, we're back on Nothing But Good News Radio. I'm Hank Eater, filling in for Candy G. Candy G has recently contributed to a fantastic series called called the Financial Abundance Masterclass, and I think it's something you would really be interested in. The Masterclass series that brings together 20 of the world's top experts in finance and personal development, including Candy G, in an easy step-by-step learning method. There is a wealth of knowledge included in this series. From mastering the laws of attraction and creating financial abundance to practical business skills like entrepreneurship and making money online, the difference here is the information is presented in easy steps with real-life skills and exercises that you can start to implement right now. So check it out and take that next big step to living your dreams. Just visit BUDURL, like the word bud, BUDURL.com/masterclass series for more information. Well, Chris, we were talking about how adults who have a lot more years than kids to ingrain all kinds of bad habits can also begin to turn their life around by changing the talk, changing the messages that they're sending themselves. Can we talk about that just a little bit?
Yes, and I was so glad to hear Les Brown's voice during the commercial, and it brought into mind something he said many years ago that holds true to this change, especially for adults that are seeking it. He said, what people achieve and earn is directly related to the story they believe about themselves. And in the process, I know one of the things, especially in Candy G's amazing book, it works you through a process where you can begin to re-script your life and change the story that you're following. See, and that's very important. The story that we believe about ourselves has us engaging in activities that's causing us to live the life we want, or it's causing us to constantly never seem to reach the life that we want. You know, and it's because of the story that we believe about ourselves, especially I love working with salespeople, because the story that they believe about themselves will have them excelling and succeeding in sales, because they're willing to ask for the deal, they're willing to negotiate, they're willing to represent their company, or they're not willing to. And that's only based on a story that they were told. Somewhere along the line, someone convinced them that that's not an appropriate behavior, or that's something you should not do. And that story that we will constantly allow to roll over in our mind, and we'll meditate on our limitations instead of the possibilities. And we're constantly surrounding around people who will support that belief system. So one of the things that I believe that we must do is first break out of that area of containment, being surrounded around people that will keep you in this keep you in this mindset that's limited. Break free from those friends. If they're not stretching you, if they're not causing you to reach and stretch and grow, you got to break free from that environment. Because if you don't, you can change yourself, but if you go back into that same environment again, it's just going to cause you to go backwards again. So if you can break free from those walls of containment, or that area of containment around those limited thinking people, if you can break out of that containment and then begin changing your own story. And Candy G takes you through that process. I know we don't have time to talk through that entire process on the phone, but you can start writing your story, and using her book as an aid, as a guide to help you begin to recognize the unlimited possibilities that are available to you every day in every way.
And you're speaking about now boarding your remarkable life.
Absolutely. And that's such a wonderful title because, you know, it's now boarding, right now. Anybody that's listening to this radio show, whether they're listening in South Florida or listening anywhere around this world, that right now is your opportunity. You can board the train to eradicate stinking thinking in your life and go ahead and get on board with to a way of thinking that could take you to the highest heights, that can have you realize the dreams, the goals, the ideas that's stirring on the inside of you right now. Those ideas, it's possible. It's possible. for those things to come to life, and you just need some help, you know. And that's not a bad place to be. Recognizing you need help is actually the best place to be, because now that's your faith reaching out, saying, "Hey, I'm ready to make those next steps." And if you need help, this is the perfect place to be. And Candy G is one of the best people that you can associate yourself with to take your life to the next level as well.
Well, that's so important, this idea that when somebody says, "I need some help," that means they've come to the point that they're going to make a change. You know, you spoke, too, about breaking away from a circle of friends that's bringing you down. But I've also found that that same kind of thing can happen in families. And families are a little bit harder to get away from because, of course, you don't want to turn your back on your brother or your sister or your cousin. But I found that you can set limits. You can have areas of respect, like, you know, "I want to spend time with you. You're my brother. But if you keep stepping on my dreams, it makes me not want to come over here."
Absolutely. You know what? You don't have to leave people. I remember early in my career venturing out in this area of personal growth and development, I would literally flat out just say, you know, "You just got to evict those people out of your life. Don't even speak to them ever again." And I've come to find out that's not possible, because a lot of times the people that are feeding and fueling some containment in your life, they have the same last name. And some of them you're married to, right? So you can't just kick these people out of your life. No. But you have to make a conscious decision to change how you receive the words from these people. And you don't have to, especially if you don't have to spend a lot of time with them. If they're not your spouse and you don't have to engage in spending a lot of time with them, you change how much you're associating with them. And then when you're around them, you just make sure you're protecting your mind. You're monitoring your mind from allowing weeds to be able to sneak into the garden of what you're developing and growing for your life. And you know what? At the same time, those people need you. It's not so much that they're tearing you down as much as they're reaching and striving, and they don't know how to latch on to that next branch that could help them take a step to get up again. And they see it in you. And they're really not trying to tear you down as much as wanting what you have or what you've uncovered, what you discovered. They want what you have. And we can't run away from those people and leave them helpless. You know, we still have to share what we know. And sometimes what we know at that point in our life is more than enough to help them get on the same path, which is their path for their life, to help them get up and start moving in that direction.
So by helping them, you're also helping yourself.
Every day in every way. That's the best way to learn anything. Once you're taught, teach it. The sooner you teach it, the sooner you share it, it holds true in your life, and it becomes foundational in your life. And the quicker that we can teach it, the quicker that we can share it, you know, we're benefiting from it, because it becomes more of a reality to us. And there's nothing like the appreciation felt when helping another person. No matter what's going on in your life, sometimes even just showing compassion, you can go have all kind of crazy things unleashed in your life, negative things, negative phone calls, and just challenging situations all around you. Just the act of compassion to help someone else can cause those things to just evaporate in your presence. It's something about teaching another or helping another get to where they want to be that releases power with inside you. And the more we engage in that activity, Zig Ziglar said it best, if you help enough people get where they want, you'll get to where you want to be.
Well, that seems like a positive osmosis sort of a procedure. We've all heard of reverse osmosis for purifying our water. How about positive osmosis for purifying our thoughts?
I love it. I love it. And, you know, and the thing is that it sounds so easy, and I know often when we speak and people hear us, you know, sometimes, "Oh, I'm just going to decide to do that." You know, it takes work. It takes work. Especially when the pressure's on, it's hard. It's challenging at times. Yes, we all feel it. We all feel the same pressure. And when we don't want to do something, like we know we should work out and we don't want to work out, well, we all feel that. We all go through those same life challenges. The thing is that separates most people is making that decision just to take the next step. sometimes you live your life with just taking the next step. It's not the great leaps. Sometimes it's hard to wake up in the morning and work out and eat right, and you're tempted when you go shopping between the potato chips and the popcorn and the healthy snacks or just getting some vegetables to munch on. You're tempted all the time. The victory comes in those small steps that we can take. It's not the great leaps. It's in those small moments that continue to empower us along the way. And it's challenging, but if you just keep stepping, you will grow into it. You'll grow into having the strength to do it during the hard times easier than when you first started out. But it's a process. It's not an event. It's a challenge, but it's worth the fight. And if you engage in it, you'll reap the benefits.
Excellent. So we were talking a little bit about changing the language and writing your story. You mentioned writing your story. And I noticed that people, you are called the possibilitizer. Is that something that came about as the story you were writing, or is that something that somebody, a name that somebody maybe gave you that you decided to live up to?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a real interesting story because I was speaking during a college event. It was a college fair, and I was speaking. And when I came off the stage, this wonderful young lady approached me. She said, "Chris, you are the possibilitarian." Now, that was the first time I ever heard this word. You know, and it was strange to me because I never heard it. And then that's when she shared with me Dr. Norman Vincent Peale's quote about no matter how dark things are or appear to be, raise your sights to see the possibilities, always see them because they're always there. And what held true for me at that moment, what held true and why that title stuck with me throughout all this time, the possibilitarian, why it stuck with me was because when I looked over my life, the amazing opportunities I had to give up, to cave in, to quit during those dark moments, during all the challenging times throughout my entire life, even when I was born with bacterial meningitis, even through the schools, even through the military where I had a brush with death a couple of times in the military, even when it seems like everything was falling apart financially in the corporate world, through all those moments, no matter how dark things were, I always raised my sights to see the possibilities because of those seeds my mother has planted. So when she said, "Chris, you're the possibilitarian," it clicked on the inside of me. I didn't know too much about it, and I had to learn how to spell it, and I had to learn more about this possibilitarian. But at that moment, it clicked on the inside of me. And I said, "I see that. I see that for myself because it aligned perfectly with my life. It aligned perfectly with the words that were spoken to me by my mother, who's the greatest possibilitarian to me that ever walked the planet." Those words.
I see what you mean, that you had to learn to spell it because I didn't even say it right a moment ago. I'm so glad that that clicked. You are the possibilitarian. And in just a moment, we're going to go to break again. But when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit. Tell me about your book, When Things Go Wrong, Don't Go With Them. So let's talk about that in just a few minutes when we come back on Nothing But Good News Radio with our guest, Chris Gloss. Looks like I've done it again. Here it comes. There's that music. It's time to go to break. We'll see you in just a few moments.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Candy G would like you to know about a very special event coming up in May, TEDx Westmount in Montreal, a full day of inspiration and hope to celebrate, discuss, understand, and spread success. Candy G will be joining host Hicham Amrani, a recent guest on this show, and an impressive lineup of world-renowned speakers. TEDx Westmount will inspire you and elevate your spirit to new heights, opening your horizons to endless possibilities. You'll also have a tremendous opportunity to network with CEOs, senior managers, university professors, and professionals from all fields to open yourself to an entirely new understanding of success. TEDx Westmount will take place on Saturday, May 12th in Montreal. For more information, log on to www.TEDxWestmount.com. Well, we're here with Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian, and we're about to hear a little bit about his book, When Things Go Wrong, Don't Go With Them. Chris?
Absolutely. Hey, that's been the story of my life. When things go wrong, don't go with them. I can think about the amazing opportunities that we have every day to go with things when they go wrong, especially when you have challenging situations come, whether it's somebody cuts you off in traffic or in a parking lot or someone misunderstands your intent and gets angry at you. And, you know, it doesn't matter because we're never limited for opportunities to get off the path of staying focused and off the path of our dreams and goals. So when things go wrong, don't go with them. Choose to stay focused and distraction-free. That is to the heart of my life, making sure every day that I'm committed to staying focused and distraction-free.
And so by having something to focus on, in other words, instead of being like a ship without a rudder in a storm, by having these things to focus on, by setting a destination, then you're not as likely to become sidetracked throughout your day or throughout your whatever phase of life you're in, because you become the navigator. You know where you're going.
Absolutely. And it's about, when I wrote this book, it's about that mindset to have. It's about that mindset of staying focused, to stay on course like that ship. A good friend of mine, Andre Jameson, that spent some time in the Navy, he said, Chris, if we just start out going out to sea 1 degree off, that we will end up miles away from our destination just by starting off 1 degree. So when things go wrong, don't go with them is about protecting that mindset, staying focused. And that word focus, F-O-C-U-S, forever on course until successful. And keeping that focus on what it is you want, what's the main thing to you, and what's really important about where you want to go and what you want to do in life. Protecting your mind and monitoring your mind is so key, because that's where the battle is fought, in that 6-inch arena between our left ear and our right ear. That's where you're fighting the battle. And in that battle, I just wanted to be able to give people some tools
that they can use to keep their mind focused on what's really important in life and accomplishing the dreams and goals that they have.
Well, in this age of sound bites, like Candy always points out, it's sometimes very hard to stay focused. It seems to me that people are facing some formidable obstacles. Some of the favorite bugaboos they like to bring up are the economy, apathy. We talked a little bit about peer pressure. The media noisemakers paint a really bleak picture. What advice would you give to someone who, like yourself, realizes he or she deserves better?
Well, one of the things I talk about in the book is having a get-moving attitude. You know, you can't really spend your life worrying about the things that you have no control over. You're not going to fix the economy, and they're not going to call you to fix the economy. You have no control over that. But here, guess what? 20 years ago, same things were going on in this country. The economy goes up, the economy goes down. There are people in office you like, there are people in office you don't like. There are things constantly going on around you that if you stay plugged into, that's what you're going to have in your life. It's going to set the limitations. And that's one of the things we talked about earlier, about how you're constantly reminded of your limitations instead of the possibilities. With this get-moving attitude that I talk about in the book, it helps free you from engaging in those negative conversations and cause you to get up and go. To get up and go, to get moving, how to stay on course, how to, on a practical level, rid yourself of the number one enemy to results. In my opinion, there's an enemy out there. And this enemy every day wakes up 24 hours a day. I don't even believe it sleeps. 24 hours a day is constantly trying to knock you off course. This enemy is called procrastination. And procrastination is known to be a thief in life, robbing people of their dreams and goals. But if you're not careful, this thief will graduate into a murderer of your dreams, goals, and ideas, your best life. You have to get moving. So sharing practical things. In this book, I got rid of all the fluff. So what most books, you know, they try to put a lot of things in a book just to make their book thicker, just so that you can have a psychological feeling of it's a thick book, so it's very good and it's very important. I wanted to get away from that. I just wanted to have some straight talk, have a straight, honest conversation with people who really want to get to the next level, the people that are hungry and thirsty for having some results and that can use some straight talk conversation about getting how to deal with this procrastination, how to get it out of my life, how to activate the force of faith, and how to develop a get-moving attitude. And there's some more things in the book, but there are some very practical things that we could do on a daily basis to really help aid and guide us to getting to what we see as the next level for our life, what we see as success, and not just the success that other people tell us we need to achieve, but the success we want in our own lives.
All right, thanks. We'll be back in just a few moments with Nothing But Good News Radio.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
We're back on Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio. I'm Hank Eder, sitting in for Candy G. If anybody would like to get in touch with me, just send me an email at hankeder, E-D-E-R, at yahoo.com. Now, Chris, we talked about your book, and we've talked about how you got the name The Possibilitarian. I'd like to know a little bit about what kind of services you offer to people who are looking to make changes in their lives.
Excellent. Well, the primary way I like to help companies is through consulting. I love to speak motivational speaking and inspirational talks that I do for different organizations, which I'm available to speak for your organization and help unleash the possibilities throughout your organization and create an energy of something incredible that can really happen when people are focused on possibilities. Also, for select clients, I offer some coaching sessions. Primarily, I'm working with speakers, but definitely open to helping other people unleash the possibilities in their life. And I usually only work with a handful of people every year because I want to be able to dedicate that personal time with them. And there are some more services that I offer, so feel free to visit chrisgloss.com, chrisgloss.com, and you can see a list of different talks that I have and different ways to engage with me via products, some audio CDs, DVDs and books that I have that are available and definitely to help people grow.
I've noticed there's some pretty good free stuff on your site, too, that can get people started in the right direction.
Absolutely. There are plenty of free CD downloads from interviews. And if you're a user on iPad, you have an iPad, iTouch, or Apple products, you can go on iTunes. And there's tons of downloads you can find of interviews that I've conducted. You can download those right to your iPod today. Even the last time I appeared on the Candy G Show, those are available downloads that you can listen to. And, you know, whatever you stay connected to is going to stay lit up in your life. So I would recommend staying connected, getting the inspiration in on a daily basis, and let's take our lives to the next level.
So this is one of the things when people turn off all the noise that's keeping them down, like the bad news that they hear on national news networks and on the internet, when they turn that off, places to go are places like chrisgloss.com and candyg.com and Nothing But Good News Magazine, things that fill them with feelings of empowerment as opposed to, you know, what they're getting with the main media.
Absolutely. You got to turn it. Sometimes you have to turn that TV off. You know, sometimes when someone shares information to you, what's going on, it should be shocking to you. Because you're so busy empowering yourself, taking care of the things that you can do something about, that you're just oblivious to some of the things that's going on around you. And people will constantly let you know. If you're a part of any social media or you have family, they'll let you know what's going on in the world. But you don't have to subject yourself to 24-hour programming, filling your mind with things that you don't need that's not going to be productive. So stay plugged in. If you want to stay lit up, stay plugged in to chrisgloss.com, candyg.com. Also with the Nothing But Good News Radio, don't miss a broadcast. Also the magazine, incredible content in the magazine. Just stay plugged in so you can stay lit up.
Well, that's great. And you said a little bit earlier, and I agree with you, that one of us can't change the economy, but we all can take a look at ourselves and change our own personal economy.
Right, and that's a decision that we have to make every day. You know, and it's a step-by-step process that we take with our family and with our lives. We could change our own personal economy by making powerful decisions every day. There's some decisions you can make right now to live your purpose. I believe when people get involved on the path that their purpose lies, that they will experience everything that they ever wish for. I believe that's the place of abundance. That's the place of prosperity that you're going to find when you're on that path. And you can make a decision to get on that path today.
and experience everything that you ever wanted in life.
So then a person who is looking for a way to step on that path, I mean, you always hear the excuse that, you know, it takes money to make money, and somebody could say, well, you know, I'm not in that position. But I think the way to get in that position is to begin to fill yourself with empowerment, fill yourself with possibilities, fill yourself with the types of things that make you realize that your dreams, maybe they've been on hold for a while, but they haven't died, and it's time to resurrect them, to breathe life back into them, to let them rise from the ashes like the phoenix, and take this step right now, today, at this very moment, to do something that takes you out of where you don't want to be and start figuring out where you want to be and go there.
Yeah, I believe there's power in that first step. If we take the first step, just take the first step, just act, let it be a leap of faith, leap and the net will appear. Take the step, do something in the direction of what you're fearing to do, and you will see that you have support all around you for it. You'll have all kind of things begin to happen as a conspiracy to keep you motivated and to keep you on track, but nothing's going to happen until you take that step. So go to chrisgloss.com and start listening to some of the free materials and reading the articles, and something should inspire you. Contact me directly. You can send me an email at chris@chrisgloss.com. Reach out. Get the help you need, but do whatever you do, at the end of the day, make sure you took a step forward or step towards your dreams, your goals, and your ideas.
Well, Chris, you've really hit on a very key point there. It's so important to make sure that we do something every day. And it's like you said, it's not the huge decisions. It's those little things that take us maybe one more lap around the track. We know we're not going to run another mile, but we can do one more lap around that track. And that's just my way of looking at it in terms of getting from where we are to where our dreams tell us we ultimately really want to be. And just knowing where we want to be and beginning to take those steps, I think, is the key to living the life that you dream.
I believe in that so much with all my heart, that our success is wrapped in our daily routine. What we do daily will always determine what we're going to become permanently and what we're going to gravitate towards. So every day, making those daily decisions to take those steps forward, no matter what you feel like, no matter what it looks like, no matter the report, just keep taking steps forward until you turn around and realize you have everything you ever wanted.
Well, thank you so much. We're coming to a close now. Thanks so much for being with us today, Chris. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Nothing But Good News Radio. Tune in next week, and until then, dare to work on making your dreams come true. Have a great rest of the week, and do something remarkable.